Ark.
It just doesn't get any better than partying for the weekend and just being set to have a good time. It's going to be a great weekend for it. Might be a little bit on the chilly side, but that's never stopped you. Come on. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Also 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Get out and do something that you never thought you'd do this weekend. Just have some fun. Hike a trail. Check out the beauty in our area. Drive around and check out a few of the homeless encampments. And just take a look around. Drive down a street you've never been down before. Just be safe. 884-9910. What do you want to talk about today? 884-9910. What do you want to talk about today? You can also email me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. A lot of feedback and flack from yesterday's conversation about the homeless and doing our little field trip on Monday. And I thought this one was really good because, yes and no, you have to take the good with the bad, I guess. And that is, I had one gentleman write in, "If you want participation, why are you going when all of your people are working?" And that's an easy answer because I'm going to do my show live as we're down there. So I kind of got to do my show live between 10 and noon. That's just how it is. One of my favorite emails is from Jordan. Love this. Jordan says, well, I can't say it because of rules. It starts with an F and it ends with a K, and it's got two other letters in there in between. Republicans and your station is trash. Nevada, well, actually, it says in Nevada, is going to D, I'm sure it was supposed to be B, Democrat. That's from Jordan. Since his email, I'm not going to give you his email, since it says Francisco, I'm sure that, you know, he's probably from California, somewhere over there. So F Republicans and your station is trash in Nevada is going to be Democratic or Democrat. Thanks for the email, Jordan. I just love that. All right. Talk lines are open. It's what you want to talk about. So let's do this at 884-9910 and check in with Leon this morning. Hi, Leon. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Well, you know, your lead off was just perfect for what I wanted to talk about. What are you going to do this weekend?
Oh.
I live in Gardnerville. Uh-huh. And Gardnerville town is having their second annual fall festival. It'll be the fourth coffin race that's being held.
I, of course,
have a coffin in the race. We have tons of things for the kids to do. There'll be stretcher races, scarecrow building, a lot of fun for the family. There are a lot of vendors that are going to be there. Our new town manager is a go-getter, and he has really put this thing together this year. So if you've got nothing else to do this weekend, come and visit us at Heritage Park in Gardnerville. Lots of fun to be had.
I love it. Love it. And Heritage Park is so beautiful.
Yes.
I got to ask, how is your coffin decorated?
My coffin is decorated in honor of all the military people. You know what? You're on Facebook. I'll send you a picture of it.
Thank you so much.
It's dedicated to the military. We call it the Freedom Fighters. And we've got skulls and we got all kinds of decals on it. And I'm hoping to win the best coffin this year.
I'm hoping you win too. Let me guess. The stretcher races, that's a throwback to MASH?
I guess it is. I don't know. That's just something that they came up with. But it is a lot of fun for the kids. They have a great time doing it. They have a great time building the scarecrows. It just is a fun day.
I would knock that out of the park. I love crafting, so I would knock that one out. So what time does it start?
Well, be there at 9 o'clock. There's a lot of things going on starting at 9. Then you inspect the coffins, you get to look around and see what everything is there. And then I believe the first race is around 1 o'clock. Of course, we have to qualify. And I've got all my young people that helped me do this, going to ride in the coffin and push the coffin, because I'm 80 and I'm not gonna get out there and run.
I was gonna say you should be riding in it, not pushing it. That's what other people are for.
I rode in it the first year. Unfortunately, 235 pounds was too much for it, and the wheels fell off. Of course, I'm down 17 pounds this year, so.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. All right.
You're going to be able to come and do that?
I would love to. I have so many things going on this weekend, but I might have to change things around because that sounds like a hell of a lot more fun.
You need to come and see this. This is going to be such a fantastic function, and it's great for the community, and it's great for the kids. That's the important thing.
And you're going to have food booths, so that's great.
And we're going to have food booths. we're going to have the guy that makes the best chocolate in the world. He's going to be there with his company. And
oh, let me guess, that's the chocolate shop.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I know those people. I know that chocolate. Dark chocolate almond clusters.
Harvey has got the best stuff you could ever. Am I supposed to advertise for him?
Oh, well, we're talking to Harvey. We're talking them to get them back on the air. So, I've known them for years. And, I stopped by after the Basque Fry, and I had to pick me up some dark chocolate almond clusters, and they shipped me the marzipan for my husband. So they are just absolutely wonderful.
Well,
so if I am not there.
Go ahead. I've known him for years too. We used to have a business, and we were at a Made in Nevada business, and that's where we first met Harvey with his business.
That's fantastic. Yes, I love local, but I also love delicious things that will ship right to your door.
Yes, me too.
So, Leon, thank you. Yeah, it doesn't help us losing any weight, though, does it, Leon?
This does not help, but you know what? You got to have fun, too.
Exactly, or it's not worth it. Leon, thank you so much for calling me about Saturday. Tomorrow, you don't want to miss it. Have a great time in Gardnerville Heritage Park there and just see all the cool stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to talk about?
Hi. I wanted to talk about Vermin Supreme. And it's really funny. He's a candidate, but once every year, and he makes fun of politics with the platform of free ponies for all and different things like that. You got to look him up. He's really good and funny.
That is so funny, because that's what I feel like. the Democrats are doing. And no, I know Vermin Supreme. So,
yeah.
That is exactly what the Democrats are. You know, a chicken in every pot, a pony in every backyard. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show, 99.1 FM Talk. Lots of things to do this weekend. So if you're staying home for any reason, that's just not right. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You want to shoot me a quick email. We will be right back with more fun things for you to do over the weekend and some more serious stuff, too. Right here on your live and local FM talk show, 10 to noon every weekday, 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk station. Stations now. We're just buying up all of Northern Nevada because we got to get the word out. 884-9910, if there's something that you'd like to talk about this weekend. I want to thank Leon for getting us started and talking about the great events going on in Gardnerville at Heritage Park, their Heritage Days. And let me tell you, I started looking into it, and wow, there is something for everyone. Something, especially when it comes to our heritage and history, like the 150th V&T anniversary. Oh, we are so railroad rich here in Northern Nevada. So check that out at the V&T Railway. They're even going to do a performance and reenact stuff. Now, you might want to call the Railroad Museum, though. Get tickets on that. 150th anniversary. You believe that? Oh, it's going on at the East Gate Depot over on East Gate Sliding Road. Also, if you're a big fan of history, which I wish more people were because, boy, we have so much of it, coin press demonstrations at the Nevada State Museum. I have got tons of coins that have been pressed at that location, and it's just so cool. Remember the Carson City Mint? The gold coins, the millions of dollars in silver coins, all that was turned out. Yeah. Between, what was it, 1800s, 1870, I think it was, 1964. Yeah. Along with Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Denver, there we were right there, the Carson City Mint, Carson Mint. You know what I love about October, besides the fall? I know you know this. I'm a freak. I love heavy metal music, and I love scary stuff. Yes. So October is for me. I've been watching horror movies for the last two nights because they're all starting to come back and running every single night. Of course, last night I was watching The Addams Family, so I don't know. If that's really horror, but I grew up on the Munsters and the Addams Family. I like that dark, spooky stuff. And hats off to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office because they are hosting their annual Fright Night. Yes, thank you, Lurch. They are hosting their annual Fright Night, 3 to 5:30 for the smaller kids. You can only frighten them so much. And then 6 to 9 for the bigger kids. It's taking place at the Douglas County Fairgrounds off of Pine Nut Road in Gardnerville. So thanks to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office for that. And it's Hauntober. Some point I'll give you my witch laugh. You'll like that. It's actually throughout the month of October in Virginia City. They're going to be hosting lots of events to shine a little light on its spooky past and spooky present, too. I mean, how many have we seen Virginia City and the, what's that one that travels up there? The Dead Files has been there, and Haunted History has been there, and Haunted Travels. Virginia City's haunted. Go to Piper Opera House. Go to the schoolhouse. There's spooky stuff up there. So there's going to be all kinds of fun things. They're going to have the Bats in the Belfry ghost tours. You can jump on board the V&T Railroad Halloween train, and all kinds of cool stuff. Virginia City this weekend, next weekend, weekend after that. It's for all of October. So that's why they call it Hauntober. One thing I'm not too excited about. Yeah, and this happens actually today. Creepy dolls. Yeah, you can make and take in Virginia City 6 to 9 tonight at St. Mary's Art Center. No, I can't do that. Creepy dolls, they have everything you need to make them, all the supplies provided, including the dolls and little oddities. And I don't like creepy dolls. Creepy dolls and creepy clowns. That's, you know, give me a vampire, a werewolf, any of that, and I'm good. A creepy doll and a creepy clown? Uh-uh. I'm done. What do the dealers do? I'm out. So check it out for yourself. And of course, there's live music and comedy shows all over Northern Nevada. All over Northern Nevada. Hey, you want to find out an entire list of what's going on around the area? CarsonNow.org. It is your one-stop shop. Hit events, and they're all listed there, including the outhouse races up in Virginia City. They've got a long-standing tradition of those outhouse races down there. So you've got outhouse races. You've got outhouse races in Virginia City. You've got coffin races in Gardnerville. Really? You don't even have to do anything. You just stand there or sit there and watch everybody else do all the hard stuff. Now I'm going to lecture you. When it comes to fun events like that, yeah, you can watch everybody else do all the hard stuff. But when it comes to politics, when it comes to making sure your community is giving back, your community, your elected representatives are doing what they're supposed to be doing, protecting you, your money, your way of life, the lifestyle here in Northern Nevada, you can't sit back and let somebody else do the work. You have to participate. You have to go to the meetings. You have to listen when they have talks. And go to the different groups that are out there. One of the really cool ones where they even feed you. You got to supply your own drinks, though. At Famous Dave's Barbecue tonight, it's the first Friday for the Washoe County Republicans. Just go talk to people. Have some hors d'oeuvres. I mean, it's Famous Dave's. Yum, yum, yum. Go talk to like-minded people or even unlike-minded people or not so like-minded people and listen. You know, talk to each other. That's what we do. We talk to each other. We talk respectfully to each other. We don't overshout each other. And just have a good night on this first Friday. And then take it into the weekend. And talk to your friends, your neighbors, and just be friendly. Hold the door open for somebody this weekend. Even if it means that you have to stand there and wait for a few seconds. You see somebody struggling with something, ask them if you can help. Strangers are only strangers until you take that first step. And there are some of us out there that need a little extra help. So even if it's just throwing somebody a smile when they don't look too happy, you can make a difference. You make a difference every day for me, every weekday. No, actually, you make a difference for me every day because I'm always getting emails. At Monica@991FMTalk.com. Whatever you want to talk about on this fabulous Friday at 884-9910. Oh, maybe we should make it a frightful Friday. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, home of Fox News. I love that sound. Sound of a wolf in the middle of the night. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show for the month of October. October, yes. Love being scared. Love it when all the great movies come out and all the really great movies, the ones that are in black and white. You know, teach the kids about Bela Lugosi and, you know, all of the greats. Price. You know, I was actually doing news when Vincent Price passed away. And that, well, that was the first time I had ever sniffled and started to tear and well up doing a news story. I loved that man so much. I even have a cookbook from his travels. It's old. It's really old. And that's a treasured article of mine. Because I grew up watching him. I watched all of his movies, even the really bad ones. But House of Wax was always my favorite. So Vance just emailed me, and we were talking about the coffin races. Well, the one kind of race where if the finish photo shows two or more tie at the finish, it's a dead heat. Thank you, Vance. Thinking on your toes there. Appreciate that. Hey, I have been messing around on my webpage. So if you go to 991fmtalk.com, you will see my little picture there. If you drop down the schedule, go schedule weekdays, and then there I am, the third one over. Click on that. Click on my page, and I finally did the work and put the links in some of the websites that I recommend that you go see and check out for yourself, like discoverthenetworks.org. They show you the different ties to the different organizations and how they all link together and how the big money, like George Soros and things like that, are behind things. George Soros just donating. Biggest donation I saw to Planned Parenthood in history for the Virginia races there, $650,000. So that's all Planned Parenthood is. It's just a front for them. And let's see. Oh, Democrats against UNAgenda21.com. The only time you will probably ever agree with a Democrat. Check that out. OpenSecrets.org, RenoTaxRevolt.com, QOL-Reno.org, WashoeRap.com, Breitbart, NevadaFamilies.org, Daily Wire, FightForNevada.com. Townhall.com is a wonderful one for articles, too. And one of my favorite ones on there. Oh, I forgot to add Epic Times. All right. So I'm still going to be working on this. AmericanThinker.com. You definitely want to put AmericanThinker.com in your favorites and check that out every chance you get. And why do I say that? Well, because they give you the stories that the left doesn't want you to know about. Remember when, oh man, what is the name of that movie? The Unborn, I think it was. I can't remember. But the left didn't want you to see it. It was about an anti-abortion movie. But it was actually about the babies and things like that. And so basically they had to do social media to get people to go see it because it wasn't being promoted or anything like that. And it was huge. Unplanned, I think it was. Unplanned. Maybe that's what it was. And, well, there's another one out now. There's actually an action film. It's called The Reliant. It's going to be out in theaters October 24th. And people are taking notice of this film. And it was made apparent when the Motion Picture Association of America gave it an R rating that they started to pick up on this. It has no foul language or sex scenes, and it's got less violence than a Disney movie. They're usually given, you know, PG-13 ratings. Well, the screenwriter and producer of the film is Dr. J.P. Johnson. And he's made an appeal to the MPAA to get it changed. Hate mail to the producers, trash articles written by those opposed. So what is The Reliant about? Well, the film gives a nod to the right to keep and bear arms. Yeah. So, you know it's going to be trashed. Kevin Sorbo, fighting Antifa. I can't use the whole... Let's see, the AV Club wrote a review with this title. Watch Kevin Sorbo fight Antifa in this bat... trailer. So it's, yeah, I love Kevin Sorbo. Oh my gosh. Brian Bosworth, Eric Roberts. Love it. They are already going after it. The Reliant. Gonna definitely have to check that one out. And check out American Thinker. Go see that for yourself. God, Guns, and Grit. Why America Needs the Reliant. Love that. Because no matter how you look at it, you've only got yourself. When everything boils down, whether it be a natural disaster, whether it be a home invasion, whether it be just trying to run your business at work and someone comes through that door. Who are you really relying upon? Yourself in that moment. Not the cops. I mean, how many people during a home invasion can't even get to the phone to call 911 before it's all over? How many people can't get to the phone during a carjacking to call 911? One of those incidents where, you know, somebody rear ends you and there's somebody in front of you, so you can't get out of a situation. It's you. You. And I understand wholeheartedly that some people are afraid of guns. Some people don't want anything to do with them. You know what? Learn self-protection then. Learn, I almost said Tebow. Learn Taibo. Learn karate. Learn whatever you need to do. Carry bear mace with you. It shoots farther than regular mace, so they don't have to get quite as close. And that stuff really stings. Carry a taser. You know, you can do that. I think it's ridiculous that, you know, if you're under 18, you can't have one. Thanks to our legislature. You should be able to protect yourself because you're the only one that you can rely on. And you have to pass that on to your children as well. So what's wrong with a taser? You know? I mean, if you properly teach and educate younger people, It's just like firearms. They learn to respect it. They don't go off tasering their friends. If you educate them, they don't go off macing their friends. But when you don't let them touch stuff and you say, no, you can't, you know, have this. Come on. Think about how when you were a kid, when your parents told you you couldn't do something. What built up inside of you that was just, oh, I gotta get my hands on that. I gotta use that on somebody. It's about education. Taking them out. Showing them. You know? Let them feel what a little tase feels like. Get those little pen ones or something. I mean, that's what law enforcement does. They train on each other. The important thing to remember, though, is it's you. You're all you have when it comes down to it. So I hope you protect yourself this weekend and every day. KKFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about on this Friday, it's 884-9910, 884-9910. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Some of the time, I love my listeners, though, because I think it's most of the time. Well, except for that guy that sent me the email that, you know, used the F word concerning our station. We're trash. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. It's your live and local FM talk show. And Al, thank you so much for the email. This is a really great article. WND.com. You want to check this out for yourself. WND.com. Did Trump orchestrate Ukraine whistleblower scandal? It was written by Scott Lively. It was published at the beginning of the week, September 30th. And this is really interesting that, you know, Trump is a genius. Whether you like him or not, you have to give him the kudos on how he has managed the Democrats and let them just literally follow all over themselves. And I love this line that he gives. In his genius, fearless Trump knows that giving the Democrats and neocons just enough red meat to trigger their bloodlust would get them all out on the same limb, fully committed to the far left's suicidal impeachment fantasy. While he gently revs the shoken chainsaw behind his back, smiling in anticipation. What a great line. You need to go read this whole article for yourself by Scott Lively. This is actually really good. So that's WND.com. And then just search there. Did Trump orchestrate Ukraine whistleblower scandal? I'm going to have to share that on my Facebook page. Because that's just too juicy and right on. So it is there right now. I'm hitting the little button. I guess I have to put capitals when I put stuff. I'm going to put a little must read here, a little exclamation point. There you go. It's on my Facebook page. That's a good one. I'd never heard of W. I might have to put WND in my little list of places to check out. Love your emails. Thank you so much. This is how I'm able to bring you good stuff. Oh, George. Oh, let's see. What is George writing me? very early this morning. That was even before I woke up today, George. So thank you very much. While listening to the calls about people complaining about trash dumping and then calling the police, then complaining about them, officers, not doing anything is getting to me. They can only do what management and supervision tell them what they can do in the field, though they know it is a violation. As a retired policeman from the 60s and 70s, I feel for the troops out there in the field. I know that a lot of laws have changed, but I believe that the yoke of responsibility should be hung around the city fathers' necks. George, thank you so much. You know what? And when I have Paul in, we always try to mention that. We know. We get it. I know PIOs personally. I know what they're allowed to say. I know what they have to say and what they want to say. And there are big differences out there. And I know that the everyday officers, their hands are tied. Literally, it is our version of Comey and the FBI. You know the rank and file of the FBI is awesome. But it was the higher-ups, the people who just did what they needed to do to gain political power, to be at the top of the food chain. I get it, George. And we would never say or do anything to diminish how we feel about the blue lives out there. Blue lives matter. So please take that to heart, George, that, you know, we love our men and women in, well, blue, green. We got all the colors here. So whether it be a trooper, an officer, a deputy, we love them all and we appreciate the sacrifices every day that they do. And we get that their hands are tied. What we try to stress to people is we've got your back. You know, yeah, can I say, you know, can I save your job if you come out and say something? Probably not. Because there is such an influence over the higher-ups. People who control them with political donations, with campaign contributions. That it's so deeply seated in the different organizations that we have that. But what do you feel as a person, as the rank and file, when you just keep letting it go on? I mean, that's how I can tell you that I have your back, is if you come forward with the truth, with evidence of what's going on, then everybody will know. Because I will stand behind you and we will get the word out. It's hard to face that fear, though, of retribution. But aren't you getting tired of hearing that retribution, that fear, is in our law enforcement, in our first responders, in our educators, our teachers, even our public works department? Aren't you getting tired of hearing that? People have to start standing up, and we're going to stand right here with you. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.